What kind of dog? Where he's from? Down the road. Does he bark?
We're back, and you're listening to All Paws Pet Talk. I'm your host, Cheryl Mathis of leashesandlovers.com. And if you want to read what Cesar Millan and Rachel Ray deal with in their human relationships because of their dogs, you can read it in my best-selling book, Leashes and Lovers. Find it on Amazon. Well, what do you think about numerology? I mean, have you even done it for yourself? Well, there is a lady who specializes in numerology and astrology for your pet, and she's here to teach you how. Gina Rossetti is an electrical engineer and author of Numerology for Pets, which is about increasing the harmony between humans and their pets. Hi, Gianna.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Well, first of all, what is numerology?
Okay, Cheryl. Numerology, the study of numbers and their symbolic meaning. Each number has its own qualities and characteristics. It's like a music scale. Each scale has its sounds, and the same happens to numerology. In terms of history, Pythagoras, the mathematician, is the one who organized numerology about 2,600 years ago in Greece.
Okay, and so why is numerology for pets different maybe than numerology for humans?
That's a very good question. Humans hear and visualize their names. The numerology for pets is based on the pet's hearing frequency and how they perceive the sounds of our alphabet. Animals hear their names just like a song, and sometimes they don't like it. For example, let's talk about the dog language. You know that it's called barking, and it sounds like bow wow. And we distinguish between... We distinguish between different vowels, being whoa, whoa, the warning, or whoa, 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 happiness, or wow, the angry barking.
In You're other very words, good at that.
I love dogs. In other words, we understand the sound of their languages, and they understand the sound of ours, but they don't understand our language per se. And humans can hear sounds between 20 and 20,000 hertz. And dog can hear the sounds between 67 to 60,000 hertz, depending on the breed. And they tend to hear their vowels of in their name more clearly than they do the consonants. So basically the difference is like humans can visualize and can understand the language. And dogs, I mean, for animals, we just deal with the acoustic level of numerology.
But then it's also based on the numbers too, right? So you said one way to start off,
yeah,
and you have a chart
on
your site, which is numerologyforpets.com. For instance, like if you take the letters in the name and then you equate those all have a number that they correspond to, and then from there you get the final number. So I did this for my dog's name, for instance, and I got the number 9 for her. So what could you tell us, what does 9 mean, for instance?
Okay, first, Cheryl, numerology for pets is divided in three different segments. We have to analyze the personality, instinctive reaction, and inner behavior. Personality is the sum of all letters of their name. And instinctive reactions is just the analysis of the first vowel. And inner behavior, you have to add all the vowels of their name. So if your dog is number 9, I mean, you added up all the letters of his name. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. And I did it for the first one, so I guess we're talking about personality here. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the main characteristic of number 9 is the attachment to their owner. So your dog probably is very attached to you and very docile and friendly. And they tend to suffer some lack of attention if he's not given too much. So you always have to pay attention to that because they crave attention, and the attachment is the main characteristic of the personality for the number 9.
Now, if there was something we discovered about their personality when we do this number analysis, the numerology analysis of their name, is there a way that we can change their behavior based on what we learn?
Yes, we can do that. And pretty much, for example, I have a little story to tell. My own cat is something that I tried it with him. I adopted this cat about 2 years ago, and I named him Micho Miau, which is kitty kitty in Italian. All right. So I always called him like, Micho, come here. Micho, let's eat. Micho. And he started like growing up, and he started having kind of a weird behavior, being like avoiding me every time I called him, being very kind of a little bit arrogant. Okay, so I was like, when I was writing the book, let me see if I can change that. Instead, Micho, meow, I started naming him or started calling him Michu. Instead of Micho, Michu, putting more emphasis in the letter I. Okay, and it took me like 2 weeks straight and calling him Michu, Michu, Michu. Anyway, summarizing the whole story, today he follows me everywhere and he even jogs with me.
He jogs with you?
Yes, he jogs with me, and everybody can see this video posted on YouTube under How to Turn Your Cat into a Dog. Very cute. It's very cute.
That's
so, yeah, with
funny.
Persistence, yes, you can change their behavior. If, again, if the name is, I mean, if the sound of the name is linked to his behavior or personality.
Okay. Is there such a thing as maybe a bad number to get for a pet? If you do this outcome and, you know, is there a bad number basically in numerology to have?
No, there is no good number or bad number. Once again, we go by their hearing frequencies. And, all the numbers have a positive and challenge potentials. It may seem that your pet has a bad number because he has a particular challenge and he keeps repeating the same behavior or reaction. And it's maybe because he's understanding something else. Another example, if you have a pit bull and you name your pit bull Ruff, R-U-F-F, so every time you call him, Ruff, come here, Ruff, Ruff, he will feel like you're growling at him. So it may lead to an undesirable behavior. Okay, it all may be something different over there. But overall, you know, you have to take in consideration, of course, the dog breed, genetic makeup, and all of those things. If your animal is still have an undesirable behavior, then it may be linked to the name. So my advice is take a closer look, try to change the name a little, okay, and then you may have a different reaction.
Oh, that's interesting. So there are a lot of things really connected to the name, more so than, especially with pets, it sounds like. But I think even as humans, you know, we sometimes like our name, or I've had friends even actually change their name after years because they just never really liked it and didn't work for them. So maybe there's something about their numerology if they'd done it. Now, if you want to learn more about this, she does have this on her site, numerologyforpets.com. So you can contact Gina throughout that way, too, if you want to know more of the analysis of what it means for your pets. Thank you, Gianna, for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl, for having me over.
Yep, and we've got more to come. I'm Cheryl Mathis of leashesandlovers.com. And are you looking for love? Well, get tips on how your dog can help in my best-selling book, Leashes and Lovers, on Amazon or on the leashesandlovers.com website. Well, stay with us here on All Paws Pet Talk. We'll be right back, and you can learn more about the sixth sense of pets.